You know more because you start your day with Andrew McKay, the Pensacola Morning News, 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you with us. Outstanding beach show this weekend. It was so much fun to see all of y'all out there and having a good time and watching the Raptor and the Lightning 2 and all the civilian acts and, of course, the Blue Angels, including Fat Albert. It was a really, really good time. Joining us now, we have John Peacock, who has put forward an interesting proposal. It's going to come before the County Commission here at some point, I think this week, and we'll talk to him about that. John, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So, okay, you tell the listeners, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What do you want to do?
Thanks, Andrew. You know, I moved here about 26 years ago, and I thought, man, Pensacola, Escambia County's got, it's just a diamond in the rough. You know, it's got so much potential. And, you know, fast forward 26 years later, we're still looking for that great potential. And it's mind-boggling. You know, if you and I, Andrew, were to start and kind of accounting from scratch and laid out a white piece of paper and think about the things we have that we want to put in that new county, such as an historic city right on the water, University of West Florida, Pensacola State College, an airport, seaport, a gas utility, three major hospitals, IHMC, the largest Impact 100 in the world, historic assets for cultural tourism, an interstate runs right through the county for commerce, plenty of rural land for economic development, a vibrant downtown, a double-A baseball team, extremely philanthropic community, the U.S. Navy base, home of the Blue Angels, you just mentioned, large employers such as Navy Federal, GE, International Paper, and Ascend, et cetera. So with all those assets in our community and resources, it's puzzling why we continue to be one of the poorest counties in Florida. You know, just recently we had the census study, and it said we grew at 8%, our neighboring county grew at 24%. So people might say, well, it's no big deal. Well, we get our revenue from property taxes and sales tax, and we all know that people typically shop where they live. So not only do we lose the property tax revenue, but we also lose the sales tax revenue that generates those much-needed dollars for ongoing human and capital infrastructure needs. Then we continue to trail neighboring counties, similar-sized counties, and the state of Florida in areas like median income, BPK participation, free reduced lunch, crime rate, single-parent households, kindergarten readiness, and other areas. So why is the question? And, you know, in my opinion, it's generational poverty, right? That's one of the biggest drivers of all this stuff. I don't see any effort to do that. And this single-member district thing is not uncommon. Other states or other counties in the state of Florida use that as well. But there's something kind of lacking in the way we do business here that keeps us from using these valuable resources and partnering with the private sector to kind of drive this community forward. And I don't know what it is. We might review things and come to the conclusion this is the best we can do. But the truth of the matter is, there's 20 other charter counties in the state of Florida, but over 75% of the people in the state of Florida live under charter government. So it's, in my opinion, it's worth just taking a look at and see if it would apply to us and see if it can align our resources better, Andrew, and see if we can do better with that form of government.
So what you're proposing is to create basically a study board to look at the question of whether putting an Escambia County charter in place, you know, whether that would make sense or not. And you're talking about a bunch of people to do this, but what would it even be? I mean, what would the difference be? You know, I'm fairly well informed politically. I understand the complaint about single district representation on the Board of County Commissioners. There's a lot of backdrop to that, you know, obviously with the racial issues and the rulings that we've had to deal with in the past. But what would be the fundamental difference between what we have now and a charter county that would be different and that would make a difference?
Absolutely. There's five main things, Andrew. In a non-charter government, the structure of the county government is specified in state constitution and state statutes. Only amending that state constitution or state law can change the structure. When a charter government, the structure of the county government is specified in the charter and approved by us, the electorate. Structure can be tailored by the local electorate to meet the needs of our county. Counties in a non-charter government have powers of self-government prescribed by state legislator. When a charter government, they have all the powers of self-government unless they are inconsistent with constitution or state law. In a non-charter county, the state statutes don't provide for initiatives, referendum, or recall of county officers. When a charter government, they do. And state statutes don't require administrative code. in the charter, the county charter can require administrative code detailing all regulations, policies, and procedures.
So it's basically so if you're a non-charter county, you operate on the basis of the template that the state set up.
Correct.
If you're a charter county, it's a custom government.
Correct.
Okay. So how would that?
What could we do?
What could we do that would be different?
Well, we can do a lot of different things, right? I mean, I don't want to get into my opinions because then it becomes what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is get a board together, look at all the different charter governments out there, and decide, okay, you know, which way is better. Because everybody's got an opinion, right? You know, and the saying about opinions is, but I don't want to go down that path because it's not about what John Peacock wants or what Andrew McKay wants. And when we get this group of people together, which is, you saw, very diverse,
yeah,
it covers about every area we could possibly cover. Let's see what they can come up with. At the end of the day, they might say that, you know, this is the best we can do, and we're just got to try to figure out what we got to do better. But clearly, we're lacking in some area. We should not be one of the poorest counties in Florida. You know, is there a different way to do business that might kind of be a little more efficient, a little more streamlined, a little more accountable, or whatever?
And I looked at the 25-person board that you have proposed, and obviously, you know, the county commission can do whatever they want here. My first look at it, I thought, well, it's weird that certain elements have such a small share, but I think what you were trying to go for was not representation by size or significance, but just representation so that you have the most diverse voices on this particular board. And just, I'm going to run through it real quick and then you can comment. County commissioners will each get a member. City and mayor of Century gets a member. City and mayor of Pensacola gets a member. And then you've got like the NAACP and Justice United Seeking Transformation, Escambia County Taxpayers, League of Women Voters, PYP, the Farm Bureau, the Home Builders Association, UWF, PSC, the sheriff, the tax collector, the property appraiser, clerk of the court, supervisor of elections, get members, circuit court. We've got judicial members here, and the school board, and ECUA. And so if I read it right, you're saying let's put one person on this board from kind of everybody, and let's see what they come up with at the end and whether they even recommend going forward. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, this is not consolidation, as the city will continue to operate, Central will continue to operate. This has nothing to do with the constitutional officers, which was an impediment years ago when they tried to charter government because the constitutional officers kind of have their deal. A law passed, I think, two years ago, in the state legislature kind of protects them now. So they're not involved in this at all, but they certainly should have a say in how things operate here in Escambia County. We all should. And that's kind of the whole point of having a charter government.
What's the time or what's the next step? Kind of what's the process here?
Well, I think it's supposed to be on the agenda tomorrow. Commissioner Bender, the chair, is going to bring it up and we'll just have a discussion. I'm going to propose that document to the board, and then we'll see what they do. You know, they can choose, obviously, to amend it, do whatever they want. They can throw it in the garbage. They can, you know, we'll see where they go. But the whole point is having a conversation, right? And I don't think it ever hurts to look at our way to do business, whether you're a private sector or your government sector, and say, is there a better way? And I don't think we've done that in a long time. And it's evident by the statistics I mentioned earlier. We continue to lack in so many categories. And it shouldn't be. We should be one of the economic linchpins in the state of Florida, certainly Northwest Florida. And look at the counties to our east, many of them are kicking our butt. And we shouldn't be. We have too many resources, too many great people in this community to continue to lag behind. And those most vulnerable citizens, Andrew, they deserve better. We should do better there. We shouldn't be lacking in so many categories. And so we deserve to do better.
And beyond that, if the board does move forward, your proposal is a year of study, then the legislature votes, and then we have a vote. So we're talking like, what, 2024 would be kind of the earliest mm-hmm. action?
Right.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to the conversation.
It's not a quick thing, right?
No.
It's not intended to be a quick thing. It's intended to be thoughtful. It's intended to be thorough and make sure we look in it. Looking under every rock and see if there's a better way to do business. If there is, great. If there's not, well, you know, we'll just try to figure out how to do better with what we have. But I have a sneaking suspicion that at some point we're going to find other counties kind of do certain things better, and we can take the lessons learned from all those other charter counties and make the best one ever.
Well, it's an interesting idea. Like I said, I'm interested in the conversation. John Peacock, always a good friend of the station. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the creative thinking. We'll see where it goes. John, thanks so much. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.